My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert. He represents the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District, and he joins me now to talk about where he stands and where he thinks the debate stands on dealing with the impending fiscal cliff. That's the whole series of tax cuts that are set to expire at the end of the year, as well as other changes that would provide a pretty heavy burden on all American taxpayers, businesses across the board. And, sir, thanks very much for your time.
Well, thank you, Greg, and it is a tenuous time, and it's a time for strong leadership, and I haven't heard a lot of that. Of course, the president is typically very vague in his demands other than demanding that everyone pay their fair share. And, Greg, it just seems like this is the perfect time to say, you know what, the president wants everybody to pay their fair share, but if you look at what he has put in black and white previously and what is out there that he's proposing now, Warren Buffett is still going to be paying less than his secretary as far as tax rate. I think this is the time to lead and say, you know what, you say fair share, we say we agree 100%. So let's make that 15% tax rate that Warren Buffett pays for capital gains, let's make it 15% capital gains, let's make it 15% flat tax across the board. Everybody pay 15%. Let's have 15% gift tax, 15% estate tax. Let's go across the board, and the only deductions for charitable donations and for mortgage interest, and we would see the economy explode. Now's the time, since he's saying fair share, that we say, you betcha, and nothing will make sure that we're doing fair share more than a flat tax.
How many other Republicans are embracing that?
Well, we don't have our leadership at the top embracing that yet. They're still kind of, I'm not sure. They're saying they want to compromise, and yet they're being vilified. Now's the time to stand up and be counted for the things we believe in that the president says he believes in. And I'm hoping, and I appreciate the chance to say it again, so that hopefully people will rise up to make their voices heard so that Republicans and Democrats alike will say, yeah, forget the games. And the people talk about reducing the marriage penalty, forget it. Just it's 15%. Whether you're married or whether you're joint filing singly or married filing jointly, it's still 15% per person, and that's it.
Sir, as you well know, there's kind of a debate not only between the two parties, but also, if the media is to be believed, within the Republican Party about going along with some of the proposed tax hikes. Some have said that they're not any longer wedded to their taxpayer protection pledge. Others have said, well, I don't want to raise marginal rates, but I don't know necessarily that closing deductions and loopholes would need to be revenue neutral. Some say this as being pragmatic. Others say it's caving in. How do you look at it?
Well, I look at it as having a lack of leadership, because if you and understand, I'm not defending the people who are rich not paying their fair share. And I will never be in the top 1%. We cashed out all that we had except our home in order to run for Congress. And so I'm all in. But what I do want, and what I'd be willing to hang my hat on would be that we create the system once again where everybody could become rich. And when you look at if you start taxing any more than we're already taxing the top 1% who bring in 13% of the nation's income and pay 39% of the nation's taxes, that doesn't seem fair. But let's go across the board. And what I hear about, well, we may agree to reducing some deductions. Good grief, do you know the damage that will do to charities? And I know that that the people in this administration that want the government in charge of everything, we've seen, like with Hurricane Sandy and Katrina, we've seen, whether it's Republican or Democratic administration, how poorly the government responds in times of emergency. It is the American charitable believes the American charitable spirit that actually gets help to people quicker. And yet this administration, through eliminating deductions for charities, for the wealthiest, that give the biggest amounts to charities, is trying to force people to be totally reliant on government and to get away from charity. So I would be very hesitant before I would say, yeah, let's pile on. Let's just go to a flat tax, Greg. That wins the debate every time if we will just get some leadership that will get involved, get engaged in the debate, and have ideas instead of saying, oh, we're just going to limp along and back up and not to keep our pledges. And when it comes to spending, you know, I didn't hear a single person, Democrat or Republican, back in 2008 budget that was the Pelosi-Reid budget, last one Reid produced, but Pelosi-Reid budget, nobody complained that it didn't spend enough. Why can't we say 15% flat tax across the board, and we're going back to the 2008 budget? That saves $1 trillion in spending. We go back to $2.47 trillion in spending before this president came in and broke the bank and started spending $1 trillion more than we had coming in, and we'll get on a strong, solid footing in a hurry.
And it sounds like part of the frustration you have with leadership is they've allowed revenue rather than spending to be the centerpiece of this debate.
Yeah, and maybe we should say the people at the top of our party instead of leadership, because we need to see some leadership and not just being defensive, but let's go start pushing what the American people want to see and what they believe in instead of caving in on what this president's wanting to do, which is more damage to our economy.
Congressman, you made a couple of headlines during the leadership elections when you nominated Newt Gingrich, who could be speaker because the speaker does not have to be a member of the House.
Right.
You did not get a second, but you were clearly sending a message there. Obviously, you've articulated part of that already in our conversation, but what specific message did you want to send to Mr. Boehner, Mr. Cantor, and the rest of the crew by making that nomination?
Well, I've already told them all that I intended to tell them, and by making a nomination, I got to make those thoughts known to the entire conference in private, and I wouldn't have gotten to do that otherwise. Newt Gingrich did balance the budget, and I'm glad Clinton takes credit for it after they kept sending it back. I'm glad Clinton takes credit for the welfare reform because they kept sending that back, and they would have overridden his veto on the third time. But that was leadership. That was leadership. And you know, Republicans lost their way in the late 1990s, and I think people have learned their lessons. And it would be good to have someone, and I don't care if it's John Boehner or somebody, but somebody to lead instead of being the one that leads us in caving in. That's not real leadership.
Sir, we've talked about what you would love to see be the solution to the fiscal cliff with the 15% flat tax. We've talked about some of your frustrations with the way negotiations are going. What do you expect to happen here in the next 6 weeks?
I would hope, as the optimism is always present in the human breast, it springs eternal, in fact, that the American people would make clear by fair share, we want everybody paying their fair share, and that would be with a flat tax. I guarantee you, Greg, if the American people will get involved, make their voices heard, then we will see the economy explode upwards. We'll have a new economic renaissance, and this will be a great place for the economy again. And if we don't do that, it's going to be more of what we've had the last 4 years. And we will reach a point at the end of this president's time, 8 years as president, and he will have his somebody in his cabinet write, as FDR's Secretary of the Treasury Morgenthau wrote, when he wrote, we have spent more money than anybody in history, and we have nothing to show for it but debt. That's where this president's headed, unless we have some leadership, and it looks like it's going to take the American people leading to get our leadership to follow to do that.
Congressman, it's going to be a fierce few weeks here heading to the deadline on all this. Thank you very much for explaining your position, and we'll certainly keep track of your efforts to move more in your party and perhaps the other party to what you're advocating here. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Greg.
Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.